want me to do the lead-in?
I do, because you're a fantastic human being.
Okay. Hello. Welcome to Tapes and Scowls.
So good.
Wherein there are tapes and scowls.
Mm.
My name is Max.
Hey, I'm Tim.
And we are going to review four.
Four?
Movies.
Movies? Four
that,
of them?
That we watched.
Yeah?
Yeah, we may have watched all four.
Wow.
At least two and two.
You know, I got a little behind the actor's curtain table thing. I have not turned off a movie yet.
No?
I've made it through everything for this.
Oh, I don't think I've turned off a movie this year.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I will, if that changes, I will obviously let all of you know. I'm not going to bullshit you.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no reason, what would I get out of that?
Be funny. You could just give it a 9 or something.
Yeah. I gave it a 10 out of 10, and I stopped watching it halfway through.
Seems like IMDb gave it 100%. Rotten Tomatoes, both audience and critically, gave it 100%. I give it a 99. It seems like a must be. You got to do it. I mean,
yeah. Watch it. Let me know how it is. That's not the format at all.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not it at all.
So,
that's weird.
We're going to talk about a movie. Do you want to be the first one to talk about?
No.
Okay. I will talk about movie number 11 of the year, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this is where things started. I actually was starting to build a cohesive list here at this point.
Okay, yeah, we're probably about that for me.
Yeah.
Shortly after this episode.
You've been doing a nice job, though, with knowing the actual day you watched them. Mine was just kind of this amalgam of head vomit.
The whole idea, here's some more behind the actor curtain table thing. A famous comic book writer revealed his end of the year list of a bunch of movies he watched. I'm like, that's such a great idea. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep track of the movies I watch.
I like that, yeah.
And I was like, you know, I love movies. You know who else does? Max.
Yep.
So thanks, Ed Brisson. This is your fault. Yep. He's not listening. So, maybe.
I mean, you got to draw to something.
Yeah, got to nuke something.
Yeah. Might as well be the whales.
Might as well.
So let's talk about this movie I watched. Mm-hmm. It is the 11th movie I watched. Mm-hmm. It is 2017's Atomic Blonde.
I love this movie.
It's an awesome movie.
I saw it in the theater.
Did you?
Yes.
Awesome. Great choice.
Yeah, me and the wife.
That is a good choice. Your wife clearly tolerates a lot of movies.
She likes a variety.
That's awesome.
Her favorite genre of anything, especially TV, is murderous shit. She loves real murder, crime
stuff.
So she
definitely confirmed a female.
Yeah.
Because that's
just
how
it goes,
I guess.
But, like, she takes it to another level. Like, I'm worried.
It's, yeah.
I podcast. This is just so you know where I am
at
all times. You can find me.
It's mad_dog_Tim on the Twitters.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Atomic Blonde. I watched it again at some point. It's an hour and 55 minutes, I can tell you that much. And it is a nice, concise hour and 55 minutes. Like, I did not feel like it drug at all.
I agree.
In there. It is obviously, the genre is action. The description is an undercover M16 agent is sent to Berlin during the Cold War to investigate the murder of a fellow agent and recover a missing list of double agents.
Mm-hmm.
This is right as the walls coming down in Germany, which is really cool. The music's great because it's all 80s,
yep.
Like pop music. Charlize Theron is in it. James McAvoy is in it. John Goodman is in it. And it is directed by David Leitch, who directed John Wick. Maybe you heard of it.
Maybe you heard of that John Wick
and
movie.
The second one and the third one.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So good.
You're in good hands for action sequences and set pieces.
I love the idea of this movie. I knew Charlize Theron was in it. I didn't know McAvoy was in it. I didn't know good. And I love both of them.
Yes.
Love both of them. They rarely steer me wrong.
And McAvoy turns in a really bizarre performance
good.
For him in this one. Yeah.
He's so good, man. He is really, he's on the rise too. And Michael Keaton.
Yeah. I mean, 'cause wait till they're in a movie together.
Oh, my God.
Batman and Professor X.
Oh, man.
That's like The Prestige 2.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Podcast over.
That's right. But, yeah, this movie's really awesome. There's some sketchy stuff with Charlize. Like, why is she in a bathtub at the beginning of this movie?
Yeah.
So, do you just want to prove that you're not, like, in your early 50s as far as, you know, your physicality? Which, I mean, she's in great shape. I mean, she's Furiosa. She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah, I was thinking during that scene, I wonder where this is going. No, I wasn't. I didn't care at all.
Yeah.
I really didn't care. Goddamn, do I love some Charlize Theron.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was
up on that big
choice.
Movie theater screen.
Yeah,
out of that ice.
That is a lot. Yeah, and she was, I like that she was, if I'm that old, I'm definitely going to take my scene in an ice tub so that my skin is as tight as possible. Taking a page out of, oh, man, crazy. Whatever happened to Baby Jane? Old Joan Crawford.
Okay.
Who had to, like, the sets had to be chilled and later in her career so her skin would tighten up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. So, good choice there. I guess, for her. I mean, she brings it in this movie. She's physically
so good.
Yeah, she crushes it. Her performance is really good. I like this whole movie. You don't know who to trust. You don't know. It's a great spy thriller.
Right, and I didn't realize it was going to be that much of a spy thriller. Yeah. I thought it was a lot of just action, like right. way more action.
You're waiting for a dog to die.
Yeah, I was waiting for a dog to die. Cliff, you love John Wick. Have you seen this movie? Question mark?
Yeah, I hope so.
I hope so. If not, get on
it's
it.
It's a treat.
It's so good.
Uh-huh.
You dummy.
It'll definitely wet your beak until John Wick 3 comes out.
By the time this goes up, it might be out.
Oh, that's, oh yeah, no, it definitely will be, right?
John Wick 3 was so good, wasn't it?
Oh my god, it's Whoa. Almost as good as the amazing reviews we're getting on this
podcast. Oh man, yeah. There was a dog, and whew.
Oh my god.
And everybody was like, whoa, and Ian McShane.
Yeah.
He did that thing, I was like, oh shit,
yep,
that shit's wild.
Bill and Ted.
Whoa, yeah.
How about that after the credits scene with Bill and Ted?
Oh man, the Wild Stallions sold out MSG.
That's right.
Man.
The Circle K, you know. So for IMDb, oh,
you got me.
IMDb gave this a 6.7 out of 10, which I think is underrated for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Rotten Tomatoes, critical rating of 74%. Audience rating of 64%?
That's surprising.
Yeah, I thought this was better. There's a sequence in this with no music. It's on a stairwell.
Yes,
that sequence is staggering.
Is that one shot?
That is one continuous shot.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's like, so good.
I think it's like 8 minutes.
Of one shot.
One continuous shot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it is.
I hope they didn't do that too many times.
It was just action movie porn.
It was
insane.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
So crazy. Max's score, 7.5 out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Correct. Awesome. Correct, Max.
Awesome. Awesome music. Awesome direction. That all the actors
and the
bring
spy
a game.
Bits of it is still very good too.
Yeah, there's a lot. You just don't know what to do because you're from her. You know, you keep it. They keep it from her narrative, and you just don't know who to trust.
Right.
You can do. It's really awesome.
Such a good movie.
Totally agree.
From beginning to end. Well, it just so happens, and this was not planned. My movie, my first one, is also a comic book movie, but
okay.
It's a lesser known comic book movie. It's Polar. This is a Netflix movie as well.
Okay.
And it's funny. Because it's very much considered to be poor man's John Wick.
Okay.
This is from this year.
Okay.
So I don't know if this is the first movie from this year that made it onto our show, but
it may
it is.
Be.
I watched it on January 26th. It's an hour and 58 minutes long action crime drama. The world's top assassin, Duncan Vizsla,
okay.
is setting into retirement when his former employer marks him as a liability to the firm. Against his will, he finds himself back in the game going head-to-head with an army of younger killers.
That sounds pretty rad.
It is. I have not read the original comic book.
Okay.
I'm sure it will get a new re-release now.
Of course. With a big fat Netflix on the back.
Yep. It's by Jonas Åkerlund.
Okay.
The star is Mads Mikkelsen.
Oh, well, there you go.
Exactly. That's why I watched this.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know what this is, but that's Mads Mikkelsen.
I'll get to a really, at some point on my list, I'll get to a really early Mads Mikkelsen movie.
Okay.
And he still fucking brings it.
Yeah, he's so good.
Yeah.
Vanessa Hudgens is in it. Catherine Winning. There is a very good cameo appearance by Johnny Knoxville in this movie.
Awesome.
He is great in his little brief cameo. Very
great.
Good. Also, what was his name? There's a wrestler in it. The guy who was Kurgan, I want to say, from The Oddities back in the 90s.
Okay.
He has quit wrestling. He's an actor. He's actually pretty good in this. It's hard
awesome.
For me to watch it because I'm like, it's Kurgan.
Okay.
But no, he's great.
Awesome.
I believe it was Kurgan. Correct me if I'm wrong. So it very much feels like poor man's John Wick.
Okay.
It's unfortunate timing, I think.
Sure.
For this to have come out now.
Well, he may have been trying to cash in on the everybody likes
sure.
the crazy action.
Right, right. Mads Mikkelsen is so good in this. He plays it really well. He's a little, because he's trying to retire, and his boss is like, I don't want to pay him out his retirement.
Yeah.
His boss, by the way, is this over-top 80s cartoony villain.
Nice.
And he is the only one that's kind of like this.
Okay.
Like, all the killers that come after him kind of have their shtick.
We have the John Wick similarity there, right?
Sure, but, like, this guy's way over the top.
That's awesome.
Almost insultingly. Like, he's just so over the top.
That's
to where he kind of takes you out of it, but then he pulls you back because you know what they're going for.
Right.
And I would love to read the comic to see if that's how he was.
Yeah.
Or if he's even in it.
That's cool.
But all the killers are very cool. My favorite of the killers, and not because it's a weird, gross sexual thing, is a super hot girl who tries to seduce somebody the target.
Yeah.
And tries to go down on them. And the minute she goes down on them, she has a sniper friend who shoots them in the head.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So the whole time they're going after people, she never has a gun. She's just there. Talking shit.
That's interesting.
It's a pretty wild, because all the killers go after him. He's the big deal. You sure. Know? So they're all teaming up, and she's just kind of there. It's a very funny, weird kind of...
That's all. How's the action, is the action well done? Is it well choreographed, or is it, Cut City? We're not talking, Taken, right?
No, I wouldn't say it's Cut City. I think it's pretty good, but it's...
Shaky cam? No shaky cam?
Not too much shaky cam. Good. There's a lot of good... It's weird, because on one hand, you have this really great action, and there's certain scenes, I don't want to spoil them for you, but they're really good.
Awesome.
Really inventive fight scenes.
That's cool.
Which I loved. The drama side of it isn't as good.
Right.
But I don't think it's intended to be. He is a little bit of, not a recluse, but he doesn't have all his good social... wits about him.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to interact with people quite correctly.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a complete invalid in that respect, but he's trying. And then he has all this insanity. The minute he's kind of getting it together, insanity.
Yeah.
It is poor man's John Wick, but it's still enjoyable. If you can't wait for John Wick 3 or you haven't seen it yet, watch this.
Awesome.
IMDb gave it a 6.3 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Critically, Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
24%.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I did not write down how many people reviewed it, unfortunately. Okay. That might have something to do with it. Audience score 73.
Wow, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
That's Venom levels of different.
It really is, yeah. I give it a 5 out of 10.
Okay.
It's enjoyable. It doesn't have a ton of rewatch value, but if I'm sitting with you watching it, I would enjoy watching it
again. Sure. Awesome.
Yeah.
Hard to complain.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep it going on the...
So let's complain.
Lots of exciting shit train.
That will be our second t-shirt.
Okay. Lots of exciting shit.
Train.
It's a train. Yeah, it's just a train you're going by, and it says lots of exciting shit.
Yep.
12th movie of the year, Planet Terror, 2007, directed, of course, by Robert Rodriguez, starring Rose McGowan, Freddie Rodriguez, Josh Brolin, Michael Biehn, Bruce Willis, Michael Parks.
I... have seen this movie. Hooray! I've seen both your movies! That's the first time that's happened.
Yay! I saw this in the theater.
Did you?
I did.
It's definitely a popcorn movie. It's definitely a very good for the theater.
Yes. Horror, action. I also labeled it as exploitation, because duh.
It is.
For sure.
For sure, yeah.
I got to see this when I was in college at Tom Savini's special makeup effects school.
Oh, cool.
And he took a shitload of us to the theater to go see.
That wacky Tom Savini.
Yeah, he took us to the theater to see this flick, so it's pretty awesome.
That's great.
I have fond memories of this one. It is, the description is, after an experimental bioweapon is released, turning thousands into zombie-like creatures, it's up to a ragtag group of survivors.
Second ragtag!
To stop the infected and those behind its release. It is one of a two-hander, the other half may be in the next episode.
It's 100% in the next episode.
And, this one is... It's hard to say which one I liked better of the two. I'm just checking what I wrote down for a score to see what one I liked better of the two. I really have an affection for this one. I think the pacing's great. Mm-hmm. I think it's Robert Rodriguez directorially at, his no-holds-barredest.
I really like him.
Yeah. When he's on point, he is way on point. Desperado is one of my favorite action movies.
Love Desperado.
Of all time.
Yeah.
And this movie is him amplifying the nonsense level up even higher. It's gooey. It's disgustingly gooey. All the characters are schmarmy and gross. Characters you think that are going to be schmarmy and gross end up being really likable. Quentin Tarantino does a really nice turn in this one. I mean, nobody, even Bruce Willis, does a nice job of being a slightly over-the-top... It feels like a comic book. They just blew everything way up, pun intended.
Yep.
And it is so much... If you don't dig this kind of movie, I probably don't like you.
Wow. Plus Michael Biehn, man. Michael Biehn's so good.
I mean, in everything.
Everything ever.
Terminator, Aliens.
Tombstone.
Yeah.
I love Tombstone.
Tombstone's great.
He's so good in it. Yeah. Everybody forgets he's in it because there's so many stars in that movie.
That movie is ridiculous. Oh, so good. With people.
I need to watch that. That'll be on a future episode, probably.
That's a good one.
So good.
IMDb score for this one, 7.1 out of 10, which I was surprised to see. I didn't think this was going to be as high of a crowd pleaser. Critics, 74%.
Wow.
Audience, 77%.
Wow.
I fell in the middle at 7.5 out of 10.
I mean, that's fairly definitive, I must say.
It's an awesome flick. Like, it's just hard to go into this particular film, especially if you watch it as the full Grindhouse experience. Correct. With the trailers and all that, and not just have a freaking blast
with these movies. Yeah, it's a great movie. And Rose McGowan's really good.
Great. She absolutely is. Mm-hmm. And good news for all you fans of the full Grindhouse experience. There's a steelbook out of both of them, and it includes the trailers in the right spots.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. Very exciting.
I love stuff like that.
Yes. I've been waiting for that edition to come out, and I finally got to pull the trigger on the steelbook. I was super excited.
Nice.
It's also a steelbook, and I'm a physical media nerd, so.
Because you're correct.
Steelbook, yay.
Can you just do that voice forever now?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, my last movie is called Io.
Io.
I was hoping we'd go that route. I watched this on the 31st of January. It is an hour, 36 minutes. It is adventure, drama, romance. 2019 as well. This is another Netflix movie. As a young scientist searches for a way to save a dying Earth, she finds a connection with a man who's racing to catch the last shuttle off planet. Directed by Jonathan Helpert, starring Margaret Qualley, I'm going to say, Anthony Mackie, and Danny Houston.
Okay.
I don't like it too much.
Okay.
It's okay. It's a weird movie. Anthony Mackie is very good in this. Margaret Qualley is also pretty good, but the story's really kind of dull, and it's very slow.
Okay.
Essentially, Earth, we've destroyed our Earth. It's one of those movies where we destroyed it so bad we can't be here.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
Yep. Margaret's character, her father is like one of the big-time scientists who was saying we need to get off planet, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Anthony Mackie actually travels in a hot air balloon to her location to try to meet with her father to see if they can discuss a way to reverse this, and if not, convince him to go off planet. Mm-hmm. There literally will be no other shuttle leaving Earth, so if you stay, you will slowly poison yourself and die.
Okay.
So, and she also has a romance with her boyfriend who is off planet. He's already on Io, outside of Jupiter. Io! Hey, you're on Io! Sorry! And he's military kind of guy, and he's he keeps corresponding with her on this like this old 80s IBM looking computer.
Okay.
The concept's fine, the delivery is bleh.
Sure.
The effects were kind of cool, but like again, there's not a lot of, like, well, I don't care. Why should I? Even Anthony Mackie, who's so good, why should I give two shits about his character?
Yeah.
It's just very thin. And I did not enjoy it. I thought I would. I was like, that's Anthony Mackie. He'll be great. And he was. But the movie's awful.
Okay.
So stay away. Steer clear.
Fair enough.
And I love sci-fi. And you know, them saying it's adventure drama. Okay. I mean, it's barely adventure.
Yeah.
It's definitely drama. Romance? I guess if using AIM on a 1980 IBM in between bouts of Oregon Trail is romance for you.
Maybe they just love hot air balloons.
Maybe. It was a very nice balloon.
Yeah.
IMDb gives this 4.7 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes, the critics give it 32%. The audience gives it 18%.
Holy mackerel.
That means Tim give it 2 out of 10.
Yikes, is that your lowest score?
I had another 2. I don't remember which one it was.
It was the second Jeremy Solier movie.
Oh, yeah.
Wolves and Such.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hold the Dark.
Hold the Dark.
Hold the Crap.
Yep.
this was, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people will enjoy this more than I did, but
I don't think so, based on those numbers.
Yeah, you're right. Anthony Mackie, I'm sorry, buddy. You did the best you could with what you were given, which was a sweet-ass balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Enough of that.
We're deflated now.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-bump.